This is a Roxor Media warning. What is to follow is the recap of our most recent Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Unless you are extremely dorky and somewhat familiar with Dungeons & Dragons, the following may disturb you. Listen at your own risk.
So we just finished up with part one of our new adventure, our undead adventure.
That's right, the Winter Storm.
The Winter Storm.
And we got all the guys here, our halfling druid, our dwarven cleric, our elven...
Human.
What, human? You're human?
He's a
druid. You're a ranger, druid, phoenix fighter. Our newly acquired monk... human ghoul?
Previously
was Gramog, the pain in my ass archer that had run through the other campaign, yeah. Utterly destroying everything.
Until I took him down.
And
everyone took him down. Ghoul.
Yeah, everyone contributed a little bit to that.
Even his friends helped kill fire.
I would like
fighter ranger.
Fighter ranger, land, goblin slayer. And then Belfor, how can anybody forget Belfor?
Nice ones, Belfor.
I would like to point out, first of all, before
the critically
you start
failing, bluffing Kender.
I was
evil
a plus
Kender.
45.
And you
failed. Plus 48. Plus 48.
And you failed.
And I failed it. I botched it.
We've renamed the critical miss the Belfor.
Yes.
And then
I would, in
number
my defense,
3 is here with his fighter, Xander, the fighter.
Human fighter.
Human fighter Morg.
He's a Morg.
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 I'm a Mamelmahe.
I'd like to point out, in my defense, that the first person I fucking hit in this game was one of my team.
And you hit him on purpose.
Yes, it is.
And I hit him on purpose.
Belfor's favorite tactic is to be invisible and to fly while laughing maniacally, dropping fireballs from his necklace of fireballs.
Or wands. Or webs.
This time, though, he was so overwhelmed and giddy by all the chaos he was creating, he actually took the entire fireball necklace off and threw the whole thing at a building.
Yeah.
That's a church.
Yes,
that's a church.
You're undead.
Now
so.
It's on fire. Right, so still. Everybody's undead. What? So the adventure opened up with four guys who were still alive who had been cornered in a small village.
By the six guys who were
by
undead.
By the six guys who were undead. And proceeded to have a big PvP off in D&D.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And wherein Gremog was slain. Yes.
By everyone.
The friendly
yes.
fire really hurt.
The one of the necklace... balls.
One of the fireballs.
Yes, Belfor randomly chose a building, closed his eyes, peeled one off, and threw it at a building. It just so happened that Gremog was planted up on there, posted up, looking across the village.
When the fireball hit.
Suddenly the fireball erupts around him.
And then I threw a fireball into combat,
I didn't
which took a little bit off.
That's right.
And if those two attacks hadn't landed, I'd have survived those two flame strikes by living. Thanks.
It was a flame fest.
Yeah.
Oh, and Dan plays Tim, the wizard.
That's right.
And Tim is an undead vampire.
Spawn.
Spawn. Belfor's vampire spawn.
Vampire spawn.
Belfor is now an evil Kender vampire spawn.
Chaotic evil.
Don't forget the afflicted Kender rogue assassin. I don't
know. Molindor. Afflicted. Chaotic evil assassin Kender. Afflicted Kender.
Vampire.
Which is different.
Now, what's afflicted?
He's a white.
He's a white. Well, a Kender are traditionally very happy, lucky-go people. Lucky-go happy people.
Sure.
Happy unless go-lucky. You're dyslexic like me. And
less dyslexic.
Or speslexic when you speak dyslexically.
Yeah, that's even more better.
Right, more better. And So the Kender are normally, you know, happy-go-lucky, all that crap. Well, an afflicted Kender is a Kender who has seen so much horrible stuff that they no longer are have this immunity to fear that they normally have, and they are no longer quite so happy-go-lucky.
So they're afflicted with sanity.
They're afflicted with, yeah, sanity. They're, exactly.
So they become invisible, insane, flying things, throwing fireballs.
No, he's not afflicted.
That's me. He's Belfour is not an afflicted Kender.
Okay.
He's, flying and throwing. The one that has he's a regular old chaotic evil vampire Kender Bard.
Oh.
Every day, run of the mill.
No, Ben is the blinker.
With the fascination.
Ben is the blinker. Yes. Okay.
And what was the... We always end up with some sort of some strange key word that gets passed around the table. What was that
what
today?
What was that tonight?
We kept saying it over and over again. What the? Oh, it was that... Our undead sound.
But my question is how long did you sit around like at your desk and go, hey...
Practicing.
Sound
I gotta get this right for this weekend.
A little more throat, okay?
Sound angry enough.
Oh man! And Dan brought along his iPod so we could play our dork
spooky music.
Music
in the background. While
one of which Matt pointed out was original Diablo.
The original Diablo
soundtrack.
That's going back.
Nerd.
Hey, that's right. And proud.
Yeah, at least it wasn't
a
podcast.
At least I'm among friends.
Really? Who?
No,
I mean nerds. Oh, gotcha.
I prefer geek, thank you.
Kindred spirits.
Exactly.
Much better phrasing.
Actually, dork. Dork is my favorite.
For the dork.
Yeah, I think I prefer dork as well.
Yeah, I heard you prefer dork.
I go for
All right, so what's...
Only yours.
We gotta get... We'll get some, like, Belfour. What was Belfour's... favorite part of what happened tonight?
How many runs did you roll tonight, Belfour?
Okay, aside from my ones, my favorite time of tonight was when I taunted the
taunted the cleric.
That was not one of my wiser moments. I seriously thought
you were gonna
sat
die.
Back and thought of the ramifications. I might not have done that. However, it was a very Belfour thing to do.
Yes,
you know, it
was.
Seemed like, you know what, he's surrounded. He can't possibly hurt me. I mean, come on, there's all these guys in the way. How can this possibly be bad?
What did the cleric cast?
Searing Light.
Searing
the cleric
light.
Has a domain spell of Searing Light, because he's from the Sun Domain. He stepped back, cast it defensively.
Just happened to be from the Sun Domain, of course.
Cast it defensively, and of course, with Belfour being a vampire, he's more vulnerable to light, so he...
1d10 per level instead of
1d8. So he took 8d8 points of damage.
And which hurt!
Yeah, so that was about...
Yeah, that got you really close.
37 points of damage, I think.
Brought him down to 9.
So
it was that mad.
I retreated at that point. And the guy was still upset at me.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. You had taunted him, of course.
The interesting thing for the audience who doesn't know what are the banes of being undead is that you don't get to go to -10 before you die like
that's
a
right.
human or a live person.
At
when
zero,
an undead reaches zero, you are destroyed, and you can only come back by a limited wish or a true resurrection spell.
Done.
Yeah.
Dead.
Wow. Man, that sounded like a nerdy.
You are.
Let's see. And Grimog died.
So talk then, well...
That. Tell us about Grimog.
What about him?
He's dead. That's
how many years did it take you to kill
you've
him?
You've been waiting to kill him for so long now.
But you didn't even kill him.
I know. My players killed him for me.
Yeah, the whole reason that the DM has decided to play an undead adventure is so he can kill us outright.
Right.
So we're dead.
Yeah,
because
I got
he's sick
of
these
John
characters.
As barbarian going to -50 under. Still living because he's got some berserker rage feet.
Snicket. Frenzied rage berserker.
Now, wait a minute. Can an undead frenzied rage berserker still go to negatives?
No.
An undead that reaches zero is destroyed.
No exceptions.
Besides, that sword would really hurt him.
Towards the frenzied
the holy one?
No. He has a two-handed sword that anytime he does
sword.
Damage to somebody, it
that's
heals
right.
him.
That's right.
Half the damage.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. But
which
now,
because
you're undead,
Stormbringer.
Stormbringer.
That was from a previous adventure.
Speaking of swords, yeah. Xandra has a sword that was actually working well in his favor tonight.
Yes, it was. It was a
Greatsword plus two of clouting, which allowed me to push enemies back and cause them to be stunned for at least one round. And it,
if they failed a fortitude save.
Correct.
It did well against paladins.
Very well against paladins.
Yes.
Clean house with paladins.
Right.
Clean house with paladins, but couldn't break down a simple wooden door.
And you guys all were chopping at that door for quite a while. And you guys finally got to experience the flip side of a cleric.
Yeah.
Where, as before, because there's two clerics in the party, and so normally, undead, pretty much, I just don't even throw against you guys because you wipe them out without even thinking.
Yeah.
And now the whole party's undead and a small group of clerics who are all pretty low level, actually. They did pretty well, I think. 6 on 10.
Yeah.
Four paladins, two clerics.
Mm-hmm.
And
they hurt two of us before they died.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, is that other cleric still in his globe of invulnerability?
It only lasts 9 minutes.
Yeah.
What happened after that? Did he just...
He's out.
He died. He wandered around aimlessly looking for another party to join.
That is the guy that followed us.
He's looking for a group flag.
He was wandering through the scene. Oh, sorry, wrong scene.
Hey, I miss you guys.
So what, our next encounter, though, was in the forest. After that. After the encounter where we...
So the progression of things was the party of non-dead people, living people, were cornered into a small village.
And killed.
They were slain, taken back, raised as undead, and then the party was set on a new mission. This is over a course of a long period of time.
Right.
Several months while they were being tortured.
No, it just felt like
turned
it.
To the team. Right. Fucker. And then the party went to this keep, which was basically had three different armies of undead in it. That their objective was to undermine the current leaders of the keep and overtake the army. So what happened? You guys were on the way in there, and
they sent a scouting party.
Attacked. Ulfgar heard something.
You heard something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keen dwarven ears.
Yeah.
And my helmet covering his ears.
Did you roll a natural 20 for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. It was
Yeah, you did. Yeah, natural 20.
That's right.
Yeah. At which point, then, suddenly, the stealthy patrol group in plate mail appeared behind them, and
Tim got to use his dimension door again.
That's
to,
right. Tim was a dimension dooring fool.
Yeah, to get the tank to the leader.
Love it.
Yeah.
Flame strike came in handy.
I'm right there. Yeah.
That's a sweet. I always just thought dimension door was defensive until I started using it that way.
Yeah.
And it's you get the tank right to the guy that you want him to get him to.
Yeah. That's a brilliant move.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant move.
Yeah. And now that I can have two guys, level 9, it's 3.
Oh.
So.
Oh, very nice.
Yep.
And Thamor got to use all of his new undead shape change ability.
Yes.
Yep.
Or what? Now, so now he can be an undead creature when he does his wild shape because he's a druid.
Yeah.
So what did you shape change?
We cleaned those guys' claws.
Rotting, posing a tiger.
Tiger.
Yeah.
And a bird.
You did a bird.
And the bird. And a snake.
And a snake.
And a snake. Yeah. But yeah, we cleaned those guys up pretty quick.
Yeah, the patrol didn't last very long.
And then we delivered the head of the leader of the patrol.
That's right, yeah, so...
To the guy in the key.
Your patrol wasn't very effective, so...
And then we had to go through this joke of an initiation.
Oh, that's right.
Where we all somewhat contributed from the sideline.
Well, now...
Pretty good there.
What happened there was the guy said, in order to prove yourself and become a member of the army, you have to pick one among you. You know,
right, the challenge.
And these guys had no idea
what the challenge was.
I just told them, you know, pick your man. And Ulfgar, the cleric, stepped up and said, I'll do it. And just so happened to be a one-on-one duel versus an undead. So,
which it turned out to be.
Advantage cleric.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Got to feel the other side of turning.
Yes.
Dark
so
side.
And he pretty much rebuked him into a corner and then beat upon him with a gigantic, fiendish...
No,
summoned
beast.
Did nothing. It was the spell.
Yeah.
Of
the smiting.
Yeah. It was my angry deity.
Here,
just raining hellfire.
Yeah. What did you say when we were talking to IM the other day about your old deity?
Fuck Rayorix.
Oh man.
So then the attack came to the keep. And that was the two clerics and the four...
Well, what happened, yes, they did a thing. They did some...
We did some reconnaissance.
Some reconnaissance, because they were accepted into the foot army.
Right.
So they got their foot patches.
Like a Boy Scout. Though.
Yeah.
Man, even our D&D characters are dorks.
After this, I'm going to get my bread making
badge. You get your fist badge now.
And then the bad yeah. breath patch.
My fisting badge.
Oh, shit.
So then what happened?
Then the attack on the keep came.
Yes, during their reconnaissance, they had come out, figured out where two of the main leaders were, two of the three, and as they left, or as Molindor, the assassin, afflicted Kender, was coming out, a huge battle
ensued,
where a large group of clerics and paladins started attacking the undead, and a small contingent of them went after the party, which was the four paladins, two clerics.
Yep. Got smoked!
Yeah, we got there was a potential that one of us would have died in that, though. Yeah, Balfour, namely.
Well, one of us.
Balfour, and actually Xander came right up front because he was closest to the gates when they came through, and one of the paladins came through and used
I
one of his lay hands ability
that's right.
for additional 2d6 damage. The paladins wielded holy weapons for another 2d6 damage.
Yeah.
Plus they did a smite evil right off the bat. Yeah.
And without that negative 10, when you get to zero, that's it.
You're
done.
Yeah.
You know.
Whereas we had the paladins bleeding.
Right.
And they stabilized.
Right.
Yes, because one of the characters cast Mass Vigor.
Yeah. Yep.
That
and I think
that us would have been dead.
The thing about the negative 10 deal is that when you're an alive character and you drop below zero, you collapse and the enemy tends to ignore you. So as long as the whole party doesn't die,
and your other players
you
know when you go down that they have a amount of time to get to you.
Right.
If you go down as an undead, you're done.
Well, not only that, but generally you're standing until you're dead.
Yes.
You know, so it's not like people are going to move on to the next guy because you're down to two.
Right.
They're going to finish you off and then move on to the next guy.
Well, now my fighter has some useless feats in endurance and die hard, which are useless. Dead.
I told you could. Oh no, you have to use the last one. That's right.
Yeah.
So, and then they moved on during the
battle.
Ruckus of the battle. After they dispatched that group, they decided to move on and get rid of one of the leaders.
Now, did we attack the leader of the fist or the foot?
You guys attacked the leader of the fist.
Okay.
The fist army.
The leader of the foot is still on our side.
No, I thought we did the leader of the soul.
No, the soul's inside the key.
Yeah, he's the big. He's the big of the three.
So Balfour walks the whole group into.
Marches
the
right in.
Headquarters says they have bluffed his way in past the bluffed entire troop of men past the guards.
Did a hold portal.
Tim holds the portal.
Yeah.
They knock on the door where Balfour
and then
proceeds
Balfour
to
pulls a Balfour.
Pull a Balfour. He critically fails a bluff check.
That's right. And they said, "Why are you here?" And Balfour said,
"He said we're coming to kill you. Open up."
Next thing we know, fireball.
Yes, we got a fireball into the hallway.
So yes, one of the guys casts a fireball right into the middle of the tightly packed party.
Which the DM loves to do on a regular.
The DM loves to bottleneck the party.
Shuts the door.
Yeah.
And then the Mr. Bean moment. We've got three fighters uselessly throwing themselves against a door with a
non-magical door, right?
Non-magical
locked
door.
I was a tiger at the time.
DC, a break DC of 18, and not one of them could do it, even when they were assisting each
and,
other.
And who got in through the back?
Ben. He blinked in.
Ben blinked in through the back.
That was the...
And
was
I got...
The, Kender with a problem.
The Kender with a problem.
Right. I got two
Tim,
in via
Tim dimension door. Two in.
Yeah. And then pretty much.
Yes.
And they pretty much. You guys pretty much tore them off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After melting a hole
opening
in a wall
the door
with
and
a non-existent spell.
Hey. Hey guys.
Our new newly acquired monk ghoul paralyzed the main guy.
Sorry.
You have enough levels to be a ghast.
Rendered ineffective.
I'm a ghast.
But I got two critical hits on an invisible guy.
That's right. Lan waded in with his scimitars. He's got the improved crit feat. He's at 15. A natural 15 or higher is a critical strike with his scimitars.
Thanks to Tim pillaging the body of
the deceased ranger.
The deceased ranger.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I went in there quick.
That's right.
Like even before combat was over.
Hey, what you got?
His body was so
I was like,
warm.
I was like, they'll clean up the rest of that.
After the adventure, everybody's there's talking and stuff, and I lean over to Mick, and I'm like, I want a palm. All of them.
Yep. And then we left it there.
Yeah.
For the next time around.
Yeah, and we got a bunch of magical stuff that we still got to figure out.
Yeah, the bodies of the three lead guys, there was a bunch of magical stuff.
Like six,
and I checked identify, and it's an hour.
Yeah.
For identify.
Plus a bunch of money. You can't just sit down and do it there.
Yeah, but we got 2,000 steel.
Yeah, it's not that. It's just that we can't do it, like, now.
Right. I mean, it's an hour. One of the things, you guys know me. I'm a dick when it comes to giving out magical gear. Yeah. I don't do it. I'm a stingy motherfucker.
You're just a dick in general.
I am a dick.
Yeah,
I second that.
And you guys are right now running a pretty low on magic gear you have. And everybody's level 9 or 10.
Yeah, I have two magical items.
Yeah, and everybody's lucky to have a plus one weapon.
Yeah. Right.
I have two plus one weapons.
Right. So
plus two flail that was just handed off.
Jesus Christ, who ripped that one? Oh.
Oh, that was likely. Aaron made gumbo.
Oh,
my wife's
pissed. Oh,
my
goodness. Damn.
You're bad when your eyes are
Yeah, one of the worst things that always happens when we get together is someone, usually me, has a bad case of gas. Yeah. This time it was the undead cleric.
Ripping the undead,
we can smell him rotting from the inside.
We're all cleared from that side of the circle.
We're going to have to cast resist poison.
Which incidentally does also remove the stench effect.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. Neutralize poison.
Oh, it's a poison?
It is a poison type effect.
What I need to do is call poison control.
I'll tell you, the resilient spheres, that's the first time I've used that.
Really neat to see what a cleric looks like in a fish tank.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool spell.
What's the resilient sphere do?
The resilient sphere essentially traps a subject. And magic or physical things cannot get through that sphere. I did check the book, though, and a dispel magic targeted on it will dispel it.
He could have dispelled it.
That's an interesting.
Yep.
Funny how you guys seem to skip all those little details.
I figure if you don't know it, he don't know it.
Like the halfling druid who decided that he could melt a hole in the stone wall.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a druid spell.
Where the wizard proceeded to unveil caster.
Yeah.
And none of it should have happened because the druid didn't realize he couldn't do that.
But I can too.
With all the crits on the invisible guy though, it wouldn't have taken
him out. You guys still would have taken him out. I'll tell you what, had one last hurrah.
It took us an inordinate amount of time.
Yeah, that would have given me a chance to get through the door.
It took us way too long to finish off that last cleric though.
Yeah, we've noticed.
That last cleric, it took us forever to finish him off.
Oh, yeah. Well, he had a full heal off.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, and then it was like three rounds after that.
Everybody was all in.
It was a 10-on-1. Three rounds.
Fire.
Nice work, dude. We all appreciate it.
Well, that cleric had a good defensive position. He had the cleric in the impenetrable bubble in front of him. He had grease from Belfor on his side, so it was hard for him to get through there.
Yeah.
And plus with his defensive casting, and he didn't suffer any attacks of opportunity, which he got lucky on. Mm-hmm. And he got a really good scorching light.
Yeah,
searing light. Belfor Poa, that was good.
And that was close. What were you down to?
Nine.
I'm
not really big.
Wow.
Real close.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
He was smoking.
Don't encourage.
I thought for sure Belfor was going down.
Look at Angus.
Oh yeah, and who else? I kind of eased up on Xander because had I had both of those paladins or all four of those paladins hit him with the same combination, the first paladin.
They were all...
When I saw you surrounded by four paladins, I'm like, that's it for him.
I died more than anybody.
Yes, I have. I'm the lowest party level.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're always stupid enough to be in front.
Still,
well, that's sort of a cascading effect too, because you always enter in as the lowest party. As the lowest level character, and then you die because you're the lowest level character, and then you get the next lowest level character.
Everybody now is all at least level 9.
I'm a blade.
You're level 9.
8 was 1 undead.
You're a class level, and then 1 undead level.
That's 9 class. You're level 9.
That's generally what
8 plus
1
is. Otherwise, I'm level 1.
Generally. That's that's halfling
edition. Very hot values of 8 and 1.
That's halfling edition. They only got 4 toes and 4 fingers, so they only added 4 instead of 5. I don't know what that has to do with 9, but...
4 and 5 makes 9.
Because that's one more.
Right.
Right.
Oh, man.
This is the
good night of gaming, though.
This is
the
first character of mine you killed.
Good night of gaming.
Yeah, that's true. We roleplayed a lot as a group, and that's the first time that...
my halfling stuff.
That you've ever had a character get killed by me. I think I've killed everyone now. At least once.
Not me.
First time for me.
Unless if
well,
you
yeah, right. die.
Unless
so
if you
he has killed you once.
Throwing in
first time for
a beholder at us.
Fucking lich at us.
I do count that.
Simply because. Because
you died and I fucking killed you.
No.
Just like the dragon?
Yeah, the dragon. That
with everybody
on
line?
The bow.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
See,
wicked.
I started playing the session after that.
Yeah, so that.
I tell you what, the players learn really fast not to stand
in
a straight line.
Yeah.
Yeah. When
more in a tightly packed
circle. Right, now he's standing fireball formation.
Yeah. That's how you do maneuvers. All right, everybody, lightning bolt formation. Okay, fireball formation.
Circle.
Group up.
Okay, cones.
That's right. Right. Burning hands formation.
Yeah, we'll fuck us up some green dragons.
And goblins.
We're immune to poison round, bitch.
Yeah, can we go kill some of those?
Sure. Like, just for fun.
Right.
I still want to get. I want to find some more goblins.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys, like, you guys have an entire portion of this campaign that will be nothing but goblins.
Yeah.
Because the main, well, your main, your main, what do you call it, nemesis, I guess? The main bad guy is a goblin sorcerer named Ruckluck.
Yeah.
Didn't I try to kill him once?
Ruckluck. Ruckluck.
Ruckluck.
Murloc. Ruckluck. Ruckluck. Anyhow, so yeah, Ruckluck is the bane of everyone's existence, and he's the reason that they're
and
now...
And yet, no one remembers him.
He brought us to...
I know, and the only one who ever really even remembers him is
I remember
Jeff.
Him, I just don't remember his name.
Every time I say his name, the cleric's eyes glaze over, and you can see fire and brimstone in them. He wants to... He wants
right?
to...
Yeah.
He wants
yeah.
to...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I was pretty pissed, because he got Tim down to negative five.
Oh yeah, Ruckluck's almost killed Tim. He's responsible for transporting everyone to... A
and
world and basically losing everything.
Yeah.
So I've got
really
no spells. I'm like, oh, I'm a cleric.
Yeah, I guess clerics lost their deities, couldn't cast spells.
I lost my familiar.
We lost our
home. Everyone lost their familiars. They lost. Yep. You guys lost your keep, all your money, most of your magic items.
Yep.
Or what little magic items you had. Your gods.
No, we didn't lose our magic because we had it. I mean, anything.
The clerics did.
Oh, the clerics did.
Yeah.
Yeah, all because of some silly little goblin sorcerer,
yeah,
and you guys thought goblins were just a CR 25,
0.25.
Yep.
Goblins suck.
Yeah.
I thought they were a third.
Well, both you guys have, Thamor and Lan have goblins as their favorite enemies, right?
Yep.
It's Lan Goblin Slayer.
There you
but
go.
But his favorite enemies are gnolls.
Gnolls, that's right.
Are undead.
I just
that's
like the sound of it.
I'm a bit of a misnomer.
A misnomer?
Shut up. My favorite enemy are undead.
Mine too.
Whoops. You don't get a favorite enemy.
What? Why not?
Well, I mean, you could
melt stone walls.
The conversation gets serious all of a sudden.
Good point.
Hey, you don't get favorite enemies, Druid.
What the hell are you talking about?
Are you guys cheating again?
Are you just picking spells at random?
Well, the first spell of the game didn't even exist.
I'm gonna cast
Harrier.
Destroy them all.
I'm gonna summon a giant turd.
One of the spells.
You look through every book we had. There's no such spell.
But it's on the sheet.
You're a cheater.
Hey, you gave it a sheet.
It took him a long time to come up with that, man. He was in there hacking into your website. Man.
Don't forget the comment strike that he tried to pull down.
Hey, come on, I can do that in another
The comment strike.
Four levels.
Well, wait a minute. So you tried to do the comments thing.
I did that last time.
I dispelled that. Yeah. I counterspelled a spell he couldn't cast anyway.
Yeah, but you counterspelled two spells in a row with the same cleric.
No, there's two clerics.
Did he make
so
his
he luck
check?
Who countered the other spell? The wall.
I'm going to fool you into thinking I'm going to cast this spell.
They didn't have anything to do with that. You guys haven't met the people who've done that yet.
Oh.
They're the mole people.
You figure the powerful guys aren't going to storm into the keep. No.
They
send their loser guys in front.
They send the small
cannon fodder.
Oh, yeah.
So, essentially, it sounds like we have to wrest control of this undead army from the three leaders that we have to kill.
One
and then defend said army against the good guys that are trying to come in and kill the same army so that we can turn it over to the guy we're working for.
Well, I think the turning it over part
really
is, I don't know if I'm up for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys are basically going in, risking your own lives. You have to... Yes, you have to kill the bad guys to take control of them, and then kill the good guys to stop them from killing the bad guys.
To retain control.
So you can give the army back to the guy who's controlling you and who killed you all, and then turn you.
Yeah,
into
I think we should turn the army in next. You know, onto him.
You know, my 9-year-old daughter, okay, is watching me play like an online game, and she asked me, "Is that a good guy or a bad guy?" And I'm playing a troll. So
they're
I
bad
said
to you.
That's a bad guy. And she says, but those are people. Yes.
Uh-huh.
And from my point of view, they're bad guys.
Yeah, all
but
about
they're people, but they're foreigners.
They're not friends.
They're French.
They're illegal.
See how they built this
wall. Well, you just leave them alone long
there.
Enough, they'll kill themselves.
For our French listeners out there, we apologize.
Yeah, we offended all the Jewish people earlier,
yes.
So now we're going to move on to the French.
Yeah, well, not really. Fuck the French.
The French are offensive.
And I am French.
They prefer that, I think. Fucking, that's a French talent.
But unfortunately, your stents won't work on the French.
That's true.
The French, yep. They'd like it.
Jeez.
Apparently, the end of a razor.
And now it's what? It's about 1 o'clock?
It's 10 to 1.
10 to 1 a.m. Wrapping up part one of a two-part.
Yeah.
At least two-part.
At least.
You guys will finish the next part.
Really?
In one second.
Bike hook or bike kill.
We had to go through character updates. Everyone had to either make a new character or update their old character by losing a level and gaining back an undead level.
That's right. That took a while.
And I broke some rules there. But that was about... Well, we started actually about probably 2... p.m. With about 3 or 4 of the guys, and they got their characters updated thanks to Jeff.
Yeah.
The number 2 DM, he knows the rules for DMing and all that shit.
And I smell it too.
Hey.
Yeah, and he smells
and
like
he's the one
something.
That told me to melt the wall.
I didn't tell you to melt the wall.
To.
I told him to melt.
He's the one that's randomly picking a 6-level spell.
Why not? I was like, dude, just turn it into a pile of molten rocks. Sterling won't know it's not a spell. Right after that, cast we win.
In a 40-foot radius.
Did they get a reflex save for that?
No.
No save?
No spell resistance.
No spell resistance, no save.
In your words, no save!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no save.
Searing Light has no saving throw.
You can't dodge it either?
Kenders.
The range touches.
Especially for Kenders.
That's the killer.
Which is why there's no save. Typically, if you have a range touch attack on a spell, you don't get a save. It's...
You only get one.
We're
chance.
Really going into nerddom here.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, we passed that line way.
When
way,
we sat
way
around
long ago.
With the funny shaped dice.
Yeah.
That's
we were already
the
there.
Funny shaped dice. Yeah. You mean the ones that aren't six sided?
The polyhedrons.
The other ones that were
the decadohedrons.
Dodecahedron, you
mean? Decadohedrons.
I told Sterling about
the icosahedron.
Was watching I Love
the
Age
on
you the other day. And it was
yeah, that's
Dungeons
not nerd.
Oh,
yeah.
Why don't you tell people what
Mazes
you're wearing, Dan?
Yeah, Dan's
oh, I'm wearing the I Roll 20s shirt.
I Roll 20s.
Which my wife won't let me wear in public.
You're lucky that she lets you go out in public with her.
Right, that's true.
Who else had a shirt on that said something weird?
Well, Al had one on that said...
Fucker.
Yeah. And what's yours say, Bryce?
Smartass University.
Smartass University.
What was Al, anyway?
Al was a spell thief. That's right, we had a spell
thief.
New players, my brother-in-law Al's first time he's played with 3.5 D&D. And he was
got no chance.
No.
He was a spell thief.
No chance whatsoever.
8th level spell thief, first level vampire spawn.
Well, it's his first time playing D&D with this large group.
Right. You guys are a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
whether you're playing D&D or not.
I remember, I can remember the first time I played with all you guys, and I was just like, holy shit. How does anything get done? Ever?
We kept things going.
I think that having one person keep track of the initiative makes a huge difference.
And
keeping things going. And the other thing that helps, too, is that when somebody's figuring out rules for a spell or something like that, if the person after them isn't going to have any effect on that outcome, then they just go.
Right.
You know, if they're attacking somebody totally different anyway.
Right. Well, it helps too that you guys like will look up rules. I mean, right. Because there's so much stuff to look up.
Oh yeah, we got what, 6 players guides?
Yeah. Yeah. We got tons of books.
Yeah.
And so somebody keep track of initiative. Somebody helping to look up rules. That makes it.
Yeah.
And
back in the day when I played Advanced Dungeons and Dragons, there weren't nearly as many rules.
No, there weren't.
There weren't nearly as many. And there,
books were a lot
there weren't
better.
Nearly as many spells and, I mean,
feats.
You... And
feats and all that. Yeah, that's
worthless.
Right.
We never used today, and I started playing D&D when it was the little red book and the little blue book.
Yep.
The box sets.
The box sets.
I have the rules cyclopedia, which is the hardcover that's got all the box sets combined into one book.
Wow.
You really are a nerd.
Yeah.
I've got all the books from version 2.
See, we should play those rules one of these days.
Oh, man, that would throw everybody.
Yeah.
That was back when the races, which actually is funny, this come full circle, the races used to be classes. You used to be an elf.
That's right.
Took levels an elf.
Right.
Well, one of the things they've gone back to doing now, especially if you like the Libra Mortis, is they have racial
levels
as classes. As
they
a
even
ghoul,
have
you're a race and a class.
Yep. Some of the racist books, they have those.
Yeah, that's something
you take, like, extra levels of Goliath.
Yeah, that's left over from the original when it was D&D, not Advanced D&D.
Yeah, because when I was playing Advanced, you picked a race, and then your character was a class of that race.
And the only people who could multi-class back then were the other races.
Were the other races.
Humans.
The humans couldn't multi-class.
Yep. And everybody had their own XP advancement chart.
Yep.
Everybody had every class had a separate chart for XP.
That's what I was learning to first play with you guys. And then when we finally got there, we started playing third edition. So I read all those second edition books, and I'm like, what is going on?
For nothing. The one that irritates me is I waited and waited and waited to buy the 3.0 rules. Bought them.
3.5.
They're like, yeah, we're playing 3.5 now.
Yeah.
The general rules are so close.
Yeah.
I mean, they changed minor things.
Between 3 and 3.5, they really fucked the magic users.
Oh, yes.
Why?
Because they changed all the spell durations.
Yes, they took all the buffs down from
minutes to rounds.
Minutes to rounds.
Yep.
They also kind of picked the ranger, too. Because the ranger used to be able to fight two-handed. Now you have to choose between two-handed or...
Right.
Actually, the
problem,
ranger's kind of better.
The problem was
like
everyone
the ranger
would
better.
Take one level of ranger because the first level ranger got so many feats and so many advantages that people would never
do anything more than
take one level of ranger. So they wanted to make the ranger something that they couldn't abuse.
Something that you
so
needed.
Play the
and
ranger
they wanted to make people want to take more than one level of ranger.
Yeah.
To actually play a ranger.
Right.
And I think,
say,
too, like...
made the archery ranger so much more important.
Yes.
Range damage was bullshit before.
Yes,
and
it was.
And after 3.5 rules, it's all about fucking the DM's plans up.
You guys are all ever good. By the way, for anybody out there who's going to be a DM, do not run a party of 10 to 12 players. D&D is meant to be played with 4 to 5 people in a party. It's very hard to keep track of 2 full parties of people.
Yeah.
Especially when every time you turn around, one of them is trying to sneak up.
Someone's inventing a spell.
Someone's running through the halls, opening all the doors, and falling into pits with living fireballs.
Inventing spells.
Stop looking at me when you say that. Those are real spells. I invent them. I just can't use them.
It's insane.
But you still do a good job.
Well, thank you.
Do a wonderful job.
I'm always and forever amazed. One of the things I'm most amazed about your DMing is that we've got 10 guys during a combat. It's total mayhem as far as I'm concerned. And somebody will say, well, I want to do this. And you'll go, 2 rounds ago, you did this thing, so you can't do that thing now. And I'm like, how the fuck do you remember that?
I don't remember what I did last time. Yeah, that's why I could never DM. My short-term memory is not.
Yeah.
I've had to change my process a lot. Like, I used to wing a lot of the adventure stuff, and now every time we I spent a week. In fact, I put my adventure on my wiki and password protected, so I have the whole thing on a wiki so I can get up there and edit it from anywhere, and I'm trying to do this and do that and trying to put the encounters together and balance. That's the hardest part.
Balancing an encounter with this many people,
because it's not a one-for-one thing. I can't just double the number of monsters. It doesn't work that way.
If you had
the fuck was that?
If you had 3 to 5 people knocking out the dog, you can wing an adventure.
The game's already all the monsters are built to be balanced for a single monster's CR rating. That's the average party level. So a monster with a CI rating of 4. Oh. Ooh, sorry about that.
Getting it from both sides. Damn, dude. Man, I'm switching sides.
We're both gassed.
Gassy.
So anyway, yeah. So if you're gonna balance an encounter, you can't just do it one for one. You can't go. Right. Well, now I've technically got two parties because we've got 12.
Right.
So I just double the monsters.
You can't really.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little. There's
not only that, but I think that once a party of 10 gets a small advantage, that small advantage quickly rolls into a large advantage.
Oh yeah, because once you get rid of one or two, you know, monsters in a group, the rest of them just. They're done.
I was flipping through the monster manual. Flipping through the monster manual, looking at the size of a dragon or something, and realized with a party of 10, that's not really that much of a
challenge. The thing is, though, is that if you chose to concentrate on one person, you could take out that one person pretty easily.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the thing as a DM, too. You basically, like in most computer games, the AI has some sort of a taunt aggro code where you make it matter and matter and matter. Well, me as a DM, I have to figure out. And it had to be fair. I'd be silly. You guys wouldn't have any fun if I just constantly picked one person and just
and went after
them until they were dead.
And then moved on to the next person.
From encounter to encounter.
Right. That's not the way it works.
Right.
I mean, you guys in the end are supposed to be the heroes of a big adventure.
Well, and that's not really what...
constantly killing you.
For the most part, that's not really what we do either. You know, is that pretty much what we do is, I mean, at least... For example, the tanks take care of whoever's standing in front of them.
Correct. Yes.
The ranged guys take care of whoever's in back.
Yep.
Because generally it's ranged against ranged and melee against melee.
Right.
And the cleric just heals.
And the cleric heals everybody. Runs around and heals. Yeah.
Medic? I just twiddle my thumbs and then I'm a heal bitch.
Bye.
I'm going to go home.
All right. See you, bud.
Take it easy, man. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Good to see you.
Good night.
Fellas.
See you.
That's a whole lot of hands to shake.
One less after you're gone for everybody else.
That's right. Build off another one.
Oh, yeah. Good times.
Yep.
Well, that was a good session that went well. We wrapped up a little earlier. We normally go till 3 or 4 in the morning sometimes, and everybody's so dead fucking tired, yet they still drive home. I don't know how.
I'll tell you what. It's
Black Bumper Boy.
Even tonight, even tonight I was getting slap happy.
Yeah,
oh, I know.
Laughing at the dumbest shit. And,
like me.
Yeah. Like you.
I am a dumb shit.
You are a dumb shit. And you smell like shit.
Yeah, especially that.
Well, I smell like a super fun.
Time to wrap up.
I know. I think that's it.
Yep.
Unless anybody's got anything fun to add.
Good night.
You suck at that.
Al, say something for the podcast.
Something.
All right.